This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything toll free at 800-259-9231 as we launch into hour number two. It's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. Roll right into the phone calls. It is Eric in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Eric.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, I heard you guys talking about the American Constitution and judges. Well, I thought I'd tell you about the situation of freedom of speech in Canada, since I don't know if you're familiar with it or not.
I wasn't sure that those things were compatible, but go ahead.
Our Constitution is a joke, to say the least. It literally has the clause that says, you know, every Canadian is guaranteed to freedom of speech, and then under it, unless, you know, you offend someone's, you know, feelings or something. I have right here, this is the real government document, the Canadian Human Rights Act, mm-hmm. and this is a crime, Section 13, hate messages. It is a discriminatory practice for a person or group of persons acting in concert to communicate telephonically or to cause to be so communicated repeatedly, blah, blah, blah. Any matter that is likely to expose a person or person's hatred or contempt by reason of the fact that the person, yes, is boring law. But anyway, that's our...
So there is actually a prohibition against hate in Canada, is what you're
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, people... And it kind of got me a little angry, because recently there's this funny site, and it has, like, little cartoons, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there was this one cartoon, and I don't know exactly what, but maybe it implied the word Negro or some sort of derogatory black term.
Gotcha.
And now it's being taken to the Human Rights Commission.
Unbelievable. You know, Eric, one of the things that drives me nuts about that is anytime you come up with laws, and we can come up with all sorts of anecdotes, when somebody said, what was it down in like New Jersey, somebody used the term niggardly. And basically had to resign his seat from some aldermanic board or something like that a couple of years ago. And niggardly has nothing to do with anybody's race or pigmentation or anything. But on the general aspect of it, Eric, what's fascinating is when you produce laws that have something to do with something which is purely subjective, whether you've been insulted or degraded or something like that, it leaves it so open to interpretation that
yeah.
you might as well not even have the laws. It's just it's a manner of coercing and manipulating people. But then you think about it and you say, what about laws regarding our physical? Our physical beings as well.
Yeah, your bald head, that insults me, Gardner.
And
I'm offended.
In certain cases, we have differing levels of things like assault, aggravated assault. There's murder, different levels for murder, second-degree murder, first-degree murder, mm-hmm. manslaughter. And so they come up with all these different approaches to even physical harm, which, again, you say, well, you know, it's all done to sort of help the court system along. We come up with these distinctions because certain people shouldn't be prosecuted under certain laws. But at a certain point, it becomes very unmanageable. And you say, I would prefer to be in a system where if I entered the system, I could look at the way that it works and say, I'm going to sign on to this with my hard-earned cash. I'm going to voluntarily enter this society. Again, a private
yeah.
justice system.
But we didn't. None of us got that opportunity. Now, Eric, the website you're referring to, was it hosted in Canada?
Oh yeah, it was. It's a French website because, you know, we have Quebec. It's a mm-hmm. French-speaking province.
Yeah.
And but just a side comment, it's only French speaking because of government regulations. There's,
now, are you allowed to post your hate speech on another website that's hosted in another country, or is that illegal too? Is it illegal for Canadians to post any sort of so-called hate speech anywhere, or just on Canadian-based websites?
Oh, this is. I remember we once. I think we extradited someone to Germany. On hate speech, it gets confusing. There's a recent they interpreted the law by telephonically. They interpreted the internet, so it's quite likely if what you mean is you post something in Australia
mm-hmm.
and you come to Canada, you could be charged. If that's what you're trying. Because everyone I associate with, they all think this is a wonderful law, and they say, you know, you're not supposed to expose groups to hate. And the example I always use is. So if you tell an Amish person, you know, respect women, give them equal rights, you know, and you kind of put their religion down for being bigoted, is that hate speech? I mean, is it trying to support equal rights?
Yeah, you may be hating on the Amish there.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Good. How about George Bush the first when he said, I hate broccoli? What mm-hmm. happens if you get broccoli growers in Canada and he comes into Canada? They could prosecute the guy.
How often do these prosecutions happen?
There's... they're quite rare. They happen. It's mainly used to enforce employer discrimination. I mean, that probably happens daily. The speech thing happens at least, I don't know, a couple times a year. You hear about it in the news. But I mean, they're setting a precedent, right? This is a new thing.
It's
not going to be long.
But this is a new law?
No, it was first in about 1980 is when we introduced the Canadian Human Rights Act, and recently telephonically was interpreted to mean the Internet. So it only would have been within the 90s that people on the Internet could have been prosecuted.
Wow.
Right.
So the prosecution of Internet so-called hate speech is the new thing then?
It's
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
Now, you know what? I personally don't like racists. I hate racists. Could you get in trouble for that? Like, could you get in trouble for hating the KKK?
Reciprocal hate. How does that work?
It's a legal double stack. I don't know how it works.
Well, that's like, I remember one time I was watching Politically Incorrect and they had Deepak Chopra on, and Deepak Chopra was getting all over Bill Maher for being too negative. He's like, you should not be so negative. That's very bad. And it's like, okay, Deepak, Mr. Son of Light or whatever, you know, this new agey guy. I'm like, wait a minute. Deepak's being negative about him being negative. Where does it stop?
Where does it end? Yeah, right?
Oh,
Chris,
man.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Or Eric, rather. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. It's tempting. You know, that's a tempting law for people because most people are good people. Most people, they don't necessarily overtly hate one group or another. Sure, there are some racists out there, but I think by and large the majority of people are good people. But there are those who hate others based on the silliest of factors, the color of their skin.
Right, how much melanin they happen to have, how much pigment.
The place they were born, that sort of thing.
Religion. Accent.
And I would love to have those people just disappear off the face of the earth. If I could snap my fingers and make hate go away, gosh, that'd be wonderful. But at the same time, I don't think it's appropriate to pass laws against that sort of thing because then it is open to interpretation. And, of course, who's going to do the interpreting? It's not you or I. It's going to be political people. It's going to be bureaucrats.
You got it.
They're going to
mess it up. Yeah, perfectly said. Yeah, absolutely. So you remember the story we were talking over the weekend? Julia got a story from Nebraska about this woman being prosecuted under a Nebraska no-flag stomping law. Her son, she was allowing her son to stomp on the U.S. flag.
Mm.
So let's say he's not stomping it. Where does mistreatment come in? At what point does it come in? Because, you know, if you let the flag touch the ground, that's supposed to be a sign of disrespect. Disrespect is supposed to burn the flag.
Right, if it touches the ground.
Yeah, if it touches the ground. I mean, I had a fourth grade teacher, Mrs. Wheeler, who was very, very patriotic in the traditional conservative sense. And, yeah, on 4th of July, just prior to it, it was the 200th anniversary of the country, the bicentennial. I was the guy who had to carry the flag around, and by the end of this parade that we had for all the kids, my arms felt like they were going to get ripped out of the socket of some doll, you know? I was like, God, I can't let it touch the ground. I can't, you know, and I couldn't let it touch the ground.
Or she would have had a cow.
Yeah, they would have burned the flag.
Yeah.
And so, what happens if they see, can you imagine if they had seen this fourth grade teacher going forward and burning the flag that had touched the ground? Because that's the way the flag is supposed to be treated. You're supposed to burn the flag that touches the ground. And they only saw that. And then she tries to defend herself.
Well, there's a ceremony.
It just becomes absurd.
There's this sort of process that you're supposed to go through before you burn the flag.
Exactly. But, you know, all of those things, it's just that, you know, at least as we were mentioning on Saturday, at least the founding fathers didn't have one rule over everybody on speech. Congress wasn't supposed to write these laws.
Well, they understood that free speech was a critical aspect to having a free country.
Yeah.
And the double-edged sword of free speech is that inevitably you're going to hear something, if you're in public, that you don't like. And so, you know, you get the freedom of being able to say what you want, but in return, you'll have to listen, or at least you might come in contact with someone saying something you don't want to hear. And if that is the case, if you do come in contact with those people, then it's up to you to do your best to disassociate yourself from them. Don't go to the bars that those people hang out. You know, don't hang around with them and their friends anymore if you don't like what they have to say. But damn, don't throw them in a jail cell over it. I mean, the KKK may be an absolutely despicable, disgusting organization, but I have to defend their right to say the terrible things that they say. I'm not going to listen to it. I'm going to turn it off. And that's what you should do if you hear something you don't like. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Chris, Brandon, your calls as well. This is Free Talk Live.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana. Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides, and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash, and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time. I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
to jail. Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free, so do enjoy those on us. And if you do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. So, also, one other point about our website. You should join us at the bulletin board system there. There are over, I think we're close to 250,000 posts. I don't know if we've quite eclipsed that yet, but we're darn close. And over 1,400 people interacting. Lots of fun stuff to talk about. Serious issues as well. You'll find it all discussed, and it is all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. Coming up tonight, Gardner, I hope that we can get to this. I don't know if we will. It's an awfully long story. I'm going to have to do some editing during the breaks and cut out a whole bunch of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be about the pets of Katrina. The pets of Hurricane Katrina.
Okay.
Of the aftermath, that
All
is.
Right.
And
yeah.
It's a sick story, and it'll tie right into what you were talking about earlier with the whole government versus private protection
sure.
services.
Yeah, okay.
All right, let's go to the phones first, though, and talk to Chris in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Chris.
Hey.
What's on your mind?
I wanted to ask actually kind of a serious question about the judicial branch.
Yes.
I can see how, like, the executive branch, it isn't necessarily a necessity in the world we live in today. And Congress, they're completely worthless. But, like, the judicial branch, I never really paid, like, too much attention to it. But I don't know, like, I think about the Wild West, you know, which I don't really think was that wild.
No,
right,
on. Right,
exactly.
There's a lot of Hollywood in the Wild West, but go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somehow people managed to live without, you know, huge law enforcement bodies pretty well.
It's the nature of Hollywood to play out conflict.
If we were to completely be without the judicial branch, like, the most extreme situation would be like overnight, you know. I just how would you see that working?
Well, the judicial branch goes away overnight. I don't know how that's going to happen.
Well, I don't know. How would I just whenever I think about it, it just I always come to like this kind of stop. You know, I can't.
Are you asking essentially how could you replace the government judicial system with a private judicial system down in?
Yes, okay. Sort of. Just how would I don't know. I mean, it's a hard question. That's why I'm asking.
Well, first of all, it wouldn't happen overnight. Secondly, the replacement system is already sort of out there. There are already private arbitration companies. There's the American Arbitration Association, which if you take a look at your cell phone contract or a variety of maybe business contracts that you have, you'll actually discover that in many cases, not all, but in many cases, there is a prescription in that agreement that says this contract is if there are, you know, questions about this or, you know, an issue that you have with the other person involved in the contract, you will not take it to a government court. You will take it to the American Arbitration Association in whatever specified state that the contract was signed in. And they will hash out, you'll hash out your issue in front of them and you will accept their decision, whatever it is. So there are already a lot of contracts here in America that are overseen, at least, or enforced by the arbitration businesses out there. So it will really just be taking that further than it currently is today. It would be that for you'd have the American Arbitration Association or whatever its competitors would end up being as the arbitrators in any contract that you decided to get into, from something as innocuous as, say, you know, your cell phone bill to perhaps the house that you're renting. Each agreement would have that prescription in it. It would say, well, here's where you need to go if you have an issue that you need to resolve. And indeed, there could be more than one arbitrator listed because you may not like the results that the American Arbitration Association gives you. So in that case, then you could go to Mark's arbitrator court as a second to get a secondary opinion. You could have as many different arbitrators in your contract as you wanted to, like essentially as appeals courts. You could have up to, you know, you'd have 10 of them if you wanted to. Okay, you don't like that one? If the arbitrator comes up with an agreement both parties cannot agree to, you go up to the next arbitrator. And you go up to the next arbitrator until someone comes up with an agreement that you both agree with and you'll accept. And so it really has more to do with restructuring contracts
than anything else, and making it so that there's just no government enforcement, but instead private enforcement. And if you've agreed in advance to that private enforcement, and whatever those provisions are, whether it be hard time, or whether it be monetary remuneration, or something like that, then that's all agreed to in advance. Now, of course, then the question becomes, well, what do you do if you haven't made an advance agreement, right? What happens if someone just randomly comes and takes something from you, for instance?
Yeah,
and then, of course, the ability to exclude with a priori agreements in a marketplace for the arbitration groups really gives people an incentive to try to sign on to those organizations that have been out there and shown that they perform well and that they're fair. They don't want to be excluded from human interaction. Human interaction allows us all to prosper, and it allows us to come together for the things that we can't create ourselves. And so when you've got that incentive to be able to get things that you can't get or make yourself as well, and you know that it's in your best interest to join up with others under a certain arbitration group, whether it's for violent crime or for civil problems, then you say, there seems to be a system that comes about and works pretty well. It's just like with insurance companies. You go to insurance companies and check out, well, you know, how many claims do you usually handle successfully? How do you do this? They are themselves, in a way, dealing in arbitration. So all those things.
Yeah, the insurance companies and the arbitrators would be very closely tied together. Yeah. They may even be, in some companies' cases, one in the same or completely separate entities. But nonetheless, they'd all be working together. And if you were to come across a situation, and this is one of the things I need to really to reread in The Market for Liberty, which is a great book that explains all of these things. But there is a segment about, well, what about the random chance encounter situation? What happens in that particular case? And in that case, then things become a little more difficult in that then you have to pick an arbitrator after the fact, and you have to come to that agreement after the fact. And if that person, and by the way, the good news is that in a world of arbitration, the arbitrators available in the marketplace will be available in the marketplace because they've proven themselves, because
right.
they've got a reliable track record, because they've come up with reasonable decisions that both parties have agreed to in thousands of cases. Of course, there are inevitably going to be new arbitrators entering the business, but once they're established, you'll want to pick those arbitrators because you'll know they're going to be fair to you, and you'll know that they're not going to be political, like our current courts are today. So you and the other person would agree to go into that arbitrator, and if that other person was a scumbag and he didn't want to agree to go into any arbitrator, well, then in that case, you could just go in there alone and have some sort of a have some sort of a reputation rating, placed against this guy in order so people would know in advance to not deal with this person. And, of course, if he continues to try to rob people, inevitably he's going to end up against a protection organization or somebody who's armed to protect themselves, and he might just get taken out eventually. I hope that helps you.
Well, sort of. Who takes care of who pays for the prison?
Who pays for the prisons?
Yes.
Well, the prisoners, of course. Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. We should expand on the prison thing.
Who pays for your apartment?
No, you do.
What?
Unless you're on welfare.
Well, yeah, right. I pay
this
for my own apartment.
This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-221-5756. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-221-5756. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-221-5756. 1-800-221-5756.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
You can take control of the airwaves. It's all free numbers. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, and that includes live streams, broadband version, and a dial-up version of the show, both waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us Today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
800-259-9231. We just wrapped up a call from Chris in Indianapolis, who had some really good questions about the free market justice system, the concept of replacing government courts with private arbitration.
Great call. Yeah.
And it's a great issue, one that I need to learn a little bit more about. I need to solidify my answers on this, and I promise you I will. But I have read some things on this, and I find it absolutely fascinating. It's a fascinating thought experiment to imagine how the world would work, as far as the justice world is concerned, in the absence of the government monopoly. Because right now, government is a monopolist in the world of criminal justice. The American Arbitration Association and whatever other arbitrators there are, if there are any, they've got a good foothold in the business world, and so really it would just be a matter of transitioning from
getting the government from away from the criminal justice world.
Absolutely.
And putting private arbitrators in charge of it. So then Chris asked on the way out of his call, well, what about the prisons? You know, who's going to pay for the prisons? And my quick answer was, well, the prisoners, of course, in that they would be able to work while they were in the prison and therefore generate some income for the prison. The prison would take a slice of that income for its overhead and paying its costs, and it would give a portion to the prisoner so he could sock it away so he'd have a little bit of a nest egg when he gets out. But I'd also like to point out that in a free market world, there would be a lot less need for prisons in general.
That's a great point.
And there are several reasons why. Number one, the war on drugs would be over.
Right.
That's a huge factor.
That takes a chunk somewhere in the neighborhood of 70% of the people that are currently in prison in the United States, which, of course, imprisons more of its population than any other country in the world.
Staggering, man.
All of the nonviolent drug offenders would be immediately out of prison. That'd be a huge open space in prisons that we have today. Also, a lot of violent offenders would no longer end up in prison, because a lot of violent offenders, people who have harmed others or taken property or stolen whatever, those people wouldn't necessarily be doing those crimes, because many of those crimes are done in order to get product.
Procure drugs. That was part of that 70% number I gave.
Right. I'm just clarifying who these people are. So a lot of the violent crime that we're associated with that we know about today would just be gone in the free market situation. Also, a lot of other crimes, property crimes, crimes where damage is done to an individual or their property, when there's a victim and there's an offender, the offender in a more free market environment and even in a smaller government environment would have to pay restitution. Restitution
right.
would be so much more popular.
Imagine if a burglar, rather than getting punished by going to prison for the offense,
right.
he got punished by having to pay for every little thing he broke or stole.
Plus
or
interest.
What he did on the way. And, you know, there was some kind of punitive damage as opposed in money rather than going to prison. What if? Now, if he decided not to pay, then perhaps we might be talking about a debtor's prison of some sort like that. But
right. And imagine, you know, if you have the power to exclude from your private community, then you have the power to, you have the power to set prior restraints on who can enter that community. You will have agreements as to whether or not people would agree to certain punishments for certain crimes if they were found guilty by the arbitration agency.
Right. And if they didn't agree, then they would be in violation of their contract, in which case it wouldn't matter if they didn't agree because they'd signed the agreement. They agreed to it in advance. So if they decide to change their minds later on, well, too bad.
Exactly. And so you can exclude them. And that's one of the most wonderful things about that situation is you've got those people who would not agree a priori. They wouldn't be allowed in, and they
right.
wouldn't be able to partake in all the advantages that civilized societies can have and can give to one another, because people who are peace-loving congregate with each other and they come up with agreements.
Exactly right. So we'd be ending the war on drugs, which would drastically drop criminals right off the map. But there would still, of course, be some violent crimes. There would still, of course, be property crimes, in which case restitution would be a huge deterrent. Because as Mark pointed out, if you do a lot of crime and you only get caught once, then it's not such a big deal. If you're only getting a light sentence, you're only spending 30, 60, 90 days in jail, and you've been doing a whole bunch of crime, stealing a lot of stuff, and you've really made a lot of money from your crime, then, you know, no big deal. You just go sit your time in jail. You get out like many prostitutes do. They go in, they sit in, they get out, and they're back on the job.
Yeah.
If you actually have to pay back the person for the things that you stole, then that's
plus a little interest in punitive damages.
Because
reason for that is, Gardner, if I stole $100 from you today, right,
you know,
you weren't looking and I went in your wallet and took $100 and somehow you found out, I don't know, fingerprints, whatever, that I took $100 and all I had to do is give you $100 back. That's really just a no interest loan to me.
Yeah, that's no good.
For, two weeks. And no interest loans are great.
Right.
So we would need some kind of punitive damage. I would need to pay back $200 or something like that to make it not only do I have to give him back his money, but, well, I've got to pay back some
more. I don't know if it would end up being double, but the market would end up deciding on what the appropriate percentage would be.
I think in that particular case, it should be, because if you take the money without asking, you've taken this loan by your own recourse, you've decided that that's the case, and that's not really fair to him. So you've got to make it punitive and make it so that people don't want to do it. Mm-hmm. I think 200 would be very fair.
Okay, okay. Yeah. See, exactly right. So here we are disagreeing on that, and so only the arbitrators would end up being able to decide and based on what the market wants. So, again, restitution would end up being a significant deterrent to crime because criminals would know in advance that it's no longer the old method of, well, you just sit in jail for a few days. It's the new method of, now you owe. Now you have to pay back. And so there would be different ways in which people could pay restitution. So, for instance, if you, Mark, for some reason lost your mind and started stealing things from Gardner, and we took you to arbitration, and the arbitrators ruled against you, of course, and said, Mark, now you're gonna have to pay Gardner back. Now, how do you propose to do that?
In my particular case,
mm-hmm.
I've got the money in the bank. Here, let me write you a check.
Oh, problem solved.
Thanks.
Okay,
sounds
you don't good. Have to spend any time in jail over that. And so if you are somebody who is of high reputation, if you're somebody who... You know, you can be counted on. You've got a job. You have an apartment. You have a bank account. Then in that case, you would be, the arbitrator would say, well, you know, we're going to let you go on your own recognizance. You're an upstanding citizen, Mark. We know where you are. We know how to find you. And we're expecting you, let's say it was a little more than something you had in your bank. Let's say it was some serious damages.
Mm-hmm.
Then they would set out a payment plan for you. And they would say, okay, well, you're going to have to pay us this, you know, $100 a week or $200 of whatever it is, X per month. And then you can stay out of jail. But if you're a disreputable person, if you're a violent, dangerous individual who makes a habit out of doing things like this, then they would have more of a reason at that point to say, well, you know, we don't really trust you to stay out in the real world, so we're going to have to put you into a work prison of some sort. And, of course, the work prison would then not be a one-size-fits-all prison. It would be there would be different prisons, and they sort of have this today, but there would be, you know, differing levels of security. And, of course, the crazier you are and the more dangerous you are, the more maximum security prison you'd have to be in, which, of course, the more maximum security, the higher the costs. So, therefore, you'd have to work a lot harder in order to pay for that prison that you were going into, whereas most people would be sort of, you know, not so dangerous guys. They could go to the low-level security prisons, which wouldn't cost them as much to go to, and therefore the victims would get more compensation.
My biggest concern with that particular system is that the prisons would be profiting off the prisoners, so therefore wouldn't have the desire for them to get out.
There could be non-profit prisons.
You know, it's funny you should bring that up, Mark, because I was going to say, those who are skeptics on the flip side, let's consider the possibility that there's a private community where the majority of people, or even a very strong minority of the people are there, and they start to use the justice system to prey upon other people to say, we're going to exact something from you. And
which they're currently doing.
Yeah, yeah, which they do now. And we have to remember that what we're talking about is systems that work better, not 100%
perfect, right,
but better than what we have now under the political glad-handling systems that we have today. And, you know, the constitutions that are supposed to apply to everyone, even though we didn't sign them, and the laws that are supposed to apply to us just because we live in the vicinity. What you get is people would move away from those areas to say, I don't want to live in this area anymore. And you would get fewer and
yep.
fewer people associating with those disreputable people who are trying to use the justice system to their advantage.
Right. Then if everyone leaves, who are they going to victimize?
Exactly.
At that point. 800-259-9231. Still a fascinating thought experiment. Would love to hear your thoughts on a world without government so-called justice. I think without the government, we'd actually have real justice for the first time. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wondered why libertarianism hasn't gotten the mainstream attention it deserves? Are you looking for a fresh new perspective on current events and policy issues devoid of all the Washington claptrap and partisan BS? Well, you'll love the Prometheus Institute at readpi.com. They've successfully created an engaging, publicly accessible think tank filled with intelligent, well-researched, and creative political arguments. Readpi.com features a frequently updated blog, opinion articles, posters, RSS feeds, and a variety of other publications. Visit readpi.com today.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Not making the money you were expecting? Signing into the hottest new MLM business? It's not that that business is not performing. It's simply that you don't have the proper tools to succeed. Take it from me, Craig Walcott, producer of Exercise is Suicide. Being in the MLM business since 1989, I've learned what it takes to be successful in any business venture, and I'm here to share those amazing tools with you. Get a subscription to MLMincorporated.com. You'll be provided with a 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Marketing seminar where you'll learn the secret recruiting techniques of the networking elite. Why recruit one or two a month when you can recruit 5 or 10 per day, all from the comfort of your home? Learn to explode your business using our lead generating system or create your own. Radio, TV, internet, mail order, we teach it all. As an added bonus, MLM Incorporated will conduct all company introductory calls on your behalf. Plus so much more. Start making the money you expected and the money you deserved right now. Visit MLMincorporated.com and learn how GCN listeners like you have started making more money faster than they ever thought possible. That's MLMincorporated.com. Do it now.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guaranteed, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
JLS Research, the makers of all-natural and very effective Nobio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organics and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only 4 organics: grapeseed skins, grape seed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only 1 organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free. Though we do ask you voluntarily support the show by, for instance, buying some things from our Free Talk Live store. Head over to store.freetalklive.com. We are in a pre-order phase of a lot of our we've got brand new items, and that includes the Free Talk Live multi-gadget, 2 gigabytes. It's an MP3 player. It's a flash drive. It's a voice recorder. It's an FM tuner, all rolled into one, and it's less than $60. There's that. There's all the Free Talk Live gear and clothing and that sort of thing. We've got the brand new Free Talk Live beanie cap, the Free Talk Live ladies t-shirt, 2 different styles of hoodies, a pullover and a zippered style, as well as a whole bunch of other stuff. Get it all at Free Talk Live. .com. Actually, store.freetalklive.com. Oh, by the way, the Free Talk Live lighter bottle opener combo, you can actually detach the lighter from that, and it's kind of on this retractable little pull string.
Lanyard deal.
This lanyard.
Mm-hmm.
So you could really hook on there whatever you wanted to. So it's really more like a Free Talk Live lanyard pull string with a free lighter bottle opener combo on it. So it's multi-purpose.
We got to inspect it on, is it Friday?
Yeah, we met up with Johnson down in Connecticut.
Right, it was New York City. A lot of fun. We had a meal with Johnson. It was nice, and he showed us some of the gizmos.
And showed us the middle of nowhere in Connecticut.
Well,
we got lost.
My favorite part was that stop sign where there was no cross street. It was just
that was bizarro. And it wasn't like,
I came to a full, complete stop.
State
like,
roads,
rock
man.
Back. Just to make sure I looked both ways. I wasn't sure which way to look because there was trees on either side.
Right, that was the funny thing.
because there were trees on both sides. So it wasn't like down in Florida where we came from in Sarasota, there's one particular road where there's a stoplight for a golf cart trail.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
I thought, this is a little extreme, but, you know, there is a golf course right across the street, and so,
right.
You know,
need to get across.
You can at least sort of understand it.
Right.
In this particular case, there was no reason whatsoever. It's not like there was even a little animal trail or anything like that. There was nothing.
It was a rather steep hill, and that was coming up to a curve, and my guess was is that somebody might be coming around the curve at high speed if there wasn't a stop sign there, and then, you know, cross over into a lane because they were in a curve, yeah, and then you'd catch them.
I don't know. Let's go to the phones. It is Brandon in,
Indiana.
Yeah. Hey, Brandon, what's on your mind?
Hi, Brandon.
Oh, hey, I just wanted to say it's good to have you guys back. But
okay.
Gardner did a great job.
Gardner and Julia sucked, huh?
What's that?
No. Gardner and Julia sucked, huh?
Oh, God, no, I thought they were great.
Yeah,
I really enjoyed
it. They did a fantastic job. Just more evidence.
Our listeners are nothing but ingrates.
Oh, stop it, Mark. It's more evidence that Pre-Talk Live doesn't need Ian or Mark. So there you go.
No, of course it does. You guys built it. I've been listening to you guys since.
It's hard to kiss two butts at once.
All right, what's your point, Brandon?
I'm sorry. Anyways, well, you guys were talking about the rule of law earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to say that rule of law is on the side of liberty. Neoconservatives have it completely misinterpreted. They view it as some arbitration from government, where whatever government says must be obeyed. And, for example, with the immigration issue, they say we have to follow the rule of law. We must punish and deport illegals and not give them amnesty. And to, the rule of law actually means the government needs to follow written law, the Constitution. The government can only do what is written.
Right.
And Rand put this really well when she said government does what is written. Government can only do what is explicitly written, and people can do whatever is not written. That is, we give permission to the government to do things. The government doesn't give permission to us to do things, like licensing and whatnot.
This is true. However, the government doesn't follow its own laws.
No, it absolutely doesn't, and it breaks the rule of law all the time. But when neoconservatives, such as Sean Hannity, I hear him talking about the rule of law, we have to follow the law, we have to enforce this and enforce that, and all these draconian measures. I mean, you don't even understand the rule of law, Sean.
Yeah, and you know what?
He certainly doesn't understand the Constitution when he says there's no declaration of war needed.
It's incredible. I don't know if you heard me mention it on Saturday night, but I got in a debate with that guy, Hannity, very quickly, and then he hung up the phone, of course.
You know, I think I did hear you talk to Hannity.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was on there with Hannity, and because he was talking about the hypocrisy of the Democrats, saying that many of them voted to give the president authority to go to war, and yet they don't want to complete the task, and they want to defund the war. And I said, well, you know, I understand you're bringing up this point. You know, some people might have changed their minds. I think that's valid. But, yeah, let's say there is some hypocrisy on that point, Sean. I said, but there's an overriding thing that we upon which we disagree, and it may seem insignificant, but I think it's very significant. I want to mention it to you. We're not at war. And he said, what are you talking about? And I said, we haven't declared war. And then this guy, who's supposedly a conservative, and all these people who are conservatives tell us that they want to be strict constructionists, says, well, that depends on what a declaration of war is supposed to be.
I'm like, what is the definition of is, anyway?
Oh, yeah. Like, Bill Clinton could have written it for you, Pinhead. I couldn't believe it, you know?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, and he, whenever somebody calls him on that, he just goes off on this neocon rant.
Yeah.
And any type of apologizing for the president, if you want to hear somebody apologize for George Bush, it's Sean Hannity.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's absolutely ridiculous. It's intellectually embarrassing to listen to the guy talk.
Why do you listen?
To Sean? Why do I listen? Sometimes I just like to get mad at the radio.
Gotcha. Hey, and you know, there's something else that I should bring up. Everybody's talking about this rule of law thing, and just like you brought up, the rule of law, and we can get into the deeper philosophical questions about the rule of law based on natural rights and things like that, and whether those protective laws are just or not just and things like that. But and that's a very great conversation. But talking about these conservatives who talk about the rule of law, again, on the Constitution, the point I brought up before about immigration, is that it is not something that pertains, it is not something specifically enumerated to the federal government to be able to control immigration. It's only naturalization.
Absolutely.
And if you look at Article 1, Clause 9 in the federal Constitution, it gives them the power to control immigration, to control migration for the original states, for those states that exist at the time. It's a very interesting clause, and I think, Mark, I think we might have brought it up one time here on the show. I'm not sure. You can actually get the text of the U.S. Constitution, and even if people think that there is a provision inside the U.S. Constitution that gives the Congress the power to control immigration, it only pertains to the original 13 states that existed at the time. And I'll give you a great example. Here is what Thomas Jefferson said in 1798 regarding the Alien and Sedition Act. He said, "Resolved that alien friends are under the jurisdiction and protection of the laws of the state wherein they are, that no power over them has been delegated to the United States, nor prohibited to the individual states, distinct from their power over citizens. And it being true, as a general principle," he says, "and one of the amendments to the Constitution having also declared that the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution are reserved to the states respectively or to the people, the act of the Congress of the United States passed the 22nd day of June 1798, entitled An Act Concerning Aliens, which assumes power over alien friends not delegated by the Constitution, is not law, but is altogether void and of no force."
And you know, that is an excellent illustration of the nature of the United States.
Yeah.
We are not actually a nation. We're a voluntary allegiance, a voluntary alliance of sovereign states.
Well, at least prior to the Civil War.
Well, prior to the Civil War, yeah, but simply because somebody waged war doesn't mean the nature of the states has philosophically changed.
Good point. Yes, in theory, that is still the way it should be, and so in theory, Vermont or New Hampshire or any other state who actually wants to secede should be able to.
Yeah, they have the historical and philosophical high ground on that.
Right. It should be supply and demand for the states, too. You know, if the United States government is supplying something the states want, then they'll stay in. And if they're supplying something the states don't want, they should be able to leave.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, why would we want to bind? If two people, for example, don't get along, why should they be forced to stay together and just be mad all the time? Wouldn't we want them to leave each other in peace?
You would think so.
Right. You know, and in between Vermont and New Hampshire, there's a town that wants to move from Vermont to New Hampshire. I can't remember what
Killington.
It is. Killington wants to move from Vermont to New Hampshire. I don't see any reason why the town shouldn't be able to vote to move, too. And as far as I'm concerned, the property owners...
Are they talking about changing state borders?
Yes.
Okay. I am not exactly familiar with that or how that would be handled.
Well, the town isn't actually on the border. It's sort of in the middle of Vermont, and so therefore they'd have to sort of have like a little island.
Berlin.
Like a little island of New Hampshire, basically, in the middle
exactly
of the state. But, I'm looking forward to it because I think that there is going to be some real progress in the world of secession. People are starting to talk about the Vermont secessionist movement, and we were meeting up with some of the activists here in New Hampshire over the weekend, and I said to them, you know, we really need to get on the ball here in New Hampshire. We need to give some competition to these guys in Vermont because, you know, competition raises everybody up, and so if we really get into it and, you know, New Hampshire and Vermont are competing to see who can secede first, maybe one of us will get to it faster than otherwise.
Yeah. That's a great idea, and you know, when I'm a teacher, I'm definitely going to give a fair approach to the idea of secession.
Absolutely. I don't know. Do people even talk about secession? I don't think even people talk about secession these days, and I think that's tragic. I think it's an excellent concept, and Brandon, thank you for the call.
Hey, no problem.
It's a legitimate concept and one that deserves serious consideration and serious discussion. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves. Hour number three is on the way. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Investment.